Labour's Lindsay Hoyle replaces John Bercow as British Speaker. By Breitbart London on November 5, 2019. London, AP, long-serving Labour Party lawmaker Lindsay Hoyle was elected Speaker of Britain's House of Commons on Monday, taking up the job with a clear message, "I'm not John Bercow." Hoyle was chosen by lawmakers from among seven candidates to replace the influential but contentious Bercow. Bercow retired last week after a decade as Speaker that saw him become a central player in Britain's Brexit drama. Hoyle took 325 of the 540 votes in a runoff with Labour colleague Chris Bryant after the seven-member field was winnowed down in three previous voting rounds. After his election, Hoyle was dragged to the Speaker's chair by colleagues with a show of reluctance, a tradition dating back to the days when speakers could be sentenced to death if they displeased the monarch. He vowed to bring a change of tone and temperament to a political system that has been strained by Brexit, to restore Parliament's battered reputation and to be neutral and transparent. Hoyle remarked that lawmakers have got to make sure the tarnish is polished away. He said the House of Commons will change, but it will change for the better. Hoyle, 62, was elected to Parliament in 1997. Has served as one of the three deputy speakers since 2010 and is widely popular and respected by colleagues. Like Bercow, he will run the daily business of the Commons. With his Northern English accent and blunt manner, Hoyle has a contrasting style to the verbose Bercow. The Speaker is supposed to be an impartial arbiter of Parliament's rules, but critics accused Bercow of favouring anti-Brexit politicians at the expense of those supporting Britain's departure from the European Union. As Parliament wrangled angrily for months over Brexit, Bercow became a celebrity around the world with his garish ties, bellowed calls of order, and sharp-tongued rebukes to noisy lawmakers chuntering from a sedentary position. Bercow denied Brexit bias, but clashed with the government, and strongly opposed Prime Minister Boris Johnson's attempt to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks as an October 31 Brexit deadline approached. The UK Supreme Court overturned Johnson's shutdown. Bercow also interpreted Parliament's rules in ways that let lawmakers direct the government's hand at key moments. One such move forced Johnson to ask the EU to delay Brexit until January 31, the current deadline. The new Speaker is set to oversee months more of high-stakes debate and votes over Brexit. Conservative lawmaker Charles Walker, who backed Hoyle, said he hoped the new Speaker would bring a period of calm and reflection. Four of the Speaker candidates were women: Eleanor Lying, Rosie Winterton, Harriet Harman and Meg Hillier. But the winner was a man, just like all but one of his 157 predecessors. Betty Boothroyd, who served from 1992 to 2000, is the only female speaker in UK House of Commons history. The selection of a new speaker came a day before Parliament was to be dissolved for a December 12 national election in which all 650 seats in the House of Commons are up for grabs. Johnson's Conservatives are hoping to win a majority that could unblock Britain's political deadlock and let Johnson fulfill his pledge to take Britain out of the EU. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.